just working out for me. I want to ask you a question. I want to know, do you believe? Do you believe that it's already working? It's already working. It's already working.
It's working out for me.
Come on, everybody.
It's all working. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's all working. What a great day it is to be alive, because it is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. He is working it out. In case you didn't know, that's my brand new single and EP. And if you have not gotten it, let me ask of you to download it. But even further than that, now let me just say, in all of Apple Music, and this may not be big to you, but in all of Apple Music, all the music that they have, yesterday we were number 69, and they got a lot of music. So we were number 69, and the young lady that passed, who was on American Idol, she took up 13 of the slots, so we probably would have been higher. But now comes the work of streaming. So what is streaming? Streaming means that you are going to listen to it on Pandora, you're going to listen to it on Amazon Music and Spotify. Those are streaming sites. So thank you. Those are streaming sites. And for those of y'all that say y'all like the project, listen to it on, if you have Pandora, Spotify, or Amazon Music, then just put it on repeat. All right. Tell Siri to play it. All right. So that's what you can do to help me get over the hump. And tell your neighbors. And then the last thing you can do is to put it in your favorites and share it to your friends. All right. Put it in your favorites and share it to your friends. If y'all would do me a favor on Clubhouse, those of you that are mods, if you would invite people, please invite people in the room. Invite people in the room if you would. All right. We're a little low for a Saturday. All right. I want to go right to the lesson. And if you are, if you did download or whatever, if you do a video, make sure you tag me in it. If you do a video, make sure you tag me in it. Thank y'all for your congratulations. It should be hitting radio in the next week or two. It'll be hitting radio in the next week or two. And so I appreciate it. I'm excited. I was doing my morning routine, my Saturday morning routine. I don't look at a lot of TV starting Friday night. I try to get my mind together, clear my head, unless there's something, thank you, Susie, unless there's something breaking that I want to see. But I don't watch a lot of TV, so I usually turn music on, and I was listening. I came downstairs. I don't know what I came down for, but I came downstairs for something in my place, and they put on an old-time favorite of mine. I mean, I know all of the music chords to it, and you know, I'd sit and play it like I'm playing it. That song has to be 20 years old or more, maybe 30. And I, you know how you just, hey, Dr. Tracy, you put stuff in the background, like literally what we call, Pastor Antoine, background music. But this time, Dr. Paulette, if y'all would do me a favor, Kimberly, y'all, if y'all would share the room, please. Our numbers are low on Clubhouse. If you would invite people, go down there and just hit it for me, please. This time the song wasn't background. This time the song got in my spirit. And it was the song by Douglas Miller. My soul has been anchored in the Lord. And Holy Spirit began to speak to me and said, talk about getting and staying anchored. I said, God, what do you mean? He said, talk to people about today. Talk to the people about being anchored, stable, stability, standing firm in what they know, positioned, fastening firmly. He said, tell them, son, tell them that I can't get what I want to get to them because sometimes I can't trust them to be anchored. Tell them, son, that this is a season to not to look to the north or the south, the east or the west, but to keep their eyes on the prize. Brother Stephen, my son, to stay firm on what you are after. I said, tell me more, God. He said, I'm trying to get the blessing to many of them, but they just won't stay in place. They won't stay in place. He said, it's hard to hit a moving target. They're moving around because they get discouraged. They're moving around because they get perplexed. They're moving around because their faith gets wavery. They're moving around because they're not sure which way I'm gonna come, but I need them to be anchored. I need them to get in one lane or another. I need them to keep their eyes on the prize. Am I talking to anybody today? I need them to hold fast to the profession of their faith. I need them to hold fast to what they saw from me for their future, not what they see right now. I need them not to move out of place. I need them to stay the course. I need them to walk it out. Because some have gotten off course, but I need them to work their way back to the place of grace. Who am I talking to? Huh? Getting anchored. Getting stable. Getting anchored. Getting stable. Let me get a little more specific. Somebody that I'm talking to, your mind is all over the place. And God said, I can't, I can't give you the next instructions because I literally cannot get in. Because your thoughts are all over the place. And I'm trying to get in and sup with you. I'm trying to get in and talk to you, but I can't find my way in. I need y'all to watch the chat, please. We got extra activity in the chat. I'm trying to get in. And for some of you, God said, and I'm halfway through, I already gave you what you asked for, but now you can't be anchored in that. I mean, I gave it to you just like you wanted it. But you're so worried that it's going to do what it did, what others have done, and how others have hurt you. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. I just hear the Lord. Huh? You're gonna lose your footing because you're just all over the place. Stability to make something or someone stay in position, anchored. Huh? Anchor. Fastening position. A boat lowers an anchor so that it won't drift away. It won't drift away. When storms come, the boat will not drift into the ocean or the sea. Are y'all here? Because it's anchored. The winds may beat on the boat. The storms and the water . Some of y'all, you listening to me, you're gonna need this. When you put the word deep down inside of you, Kim, that's fine. I'm just talking. When you put the word deep down inside of you, it will come up again when you're dealing with what it is that the word said. So some of you, you need to set your anchor. You need to set wherever God has put you. The Lord says you need to set your anchor. Whatever he spoke to you, you need to hold on to that and set your anchor. Watch this, Dr. Paulette. You need to set your anchor in that promise. Hallelujah. That he who has begun a good work in you is able to, Sandy, complete it and finish it. Y'all make sure we mind Jasmine all the time. That's new daughter. She's come up under my covering. Welcome, Jasmine. Some of you, you got to stop running. God said it's time to set that anchor down. Huh? Listen to James. Listen to James. Listen to the book of James. Tony, see, I tried to bring you in the room. I tried to invite you, but it says I'm unable to invite this person. I'm not sure if you change your setting, but I just want to say that right quick. James 1 says, now, if any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. If you lack wisdom, Prophetess Nina, your speaker is open. Your speaker is open. Your speaker is open. Prophetess Nina. Prophetess Nina, your speaker is open. Now, if any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously. God gives us wisdom. He gives it to us without finding fault. It don't make no difference what you've done. He still gives us wisdom without finding fault. But he must act in faith without doubting. Because he who doubts, I'm halfway done, is like a wave of the sea, blown, tossed by the wind. Huh? That means he has no anchor. There is no stability. You don't have it. You don't act in faith. You're like a wave. I was having a conversation, I don't see her on here, with Joy in one of our sessions. And I know she'll watch this. I think she told me she has an event today. That's why she's not here. She told me she'll watch it after. I was having a conversation with her, and she brought up about how I talk about faith, and it is impossible to please God. We please in God, we think. We please in God, we think we please in God. But the only way you can please God is by faith. It says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Yep, I'm talking about faith again. If you grab a hold of faith, then I wouldn't have to keep talking about it. Huh? Come on up, Lisa. You changed your picture so they don't know that's you. If you're like a wave, Sandy, Trina, it says that man should not receive anything from the Lord. If you're not stable in your faith and anchored in your faith in what you ask for, then you should not expect anything you ask for from the Lord, because you're not stable. This is a hard teaching right here. You're wavering in your thoughts. Bless you, Dawn. Love you. Thank you. You're like a boat that has no anchor. Because you're saying, God, do this for me, and there's no faith. God picks up the transmission of doubt. Yeah. Dr. Paulette asking, but she doubting while she asking. Huh? You got two heads. You two-faced it. Whoa, that's good. Y'all ever heard that? You two-faced it. Huh? You asking God, but you listening to the enemy saying you can't get it. You two-faced it. Y'all know what two-faced is? Thank you, Victorious. Two-faced means you got two faces. You say, hey, Brandy, you say one thing to one person and you say another. That's what some of us are doing. We saying one thing to God in private, but we're saying one thing in open. Yes, I believe you, God, but privately, we two-faced it. He said, if you don't have no anchor, you got to be anchored in what you believe. You got to be willing. Are you willing to die for what you believe and what you have been purposed in the earth for? Somebody say, teach, Bishop. Y'all not saying nothing. Are you willing to go down believing that that's what God told you to do? Look what it says. But he must act in faith without doubting, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not expect anything from the Lord. He is double-minded. We use this scripture in the wrong context. We want to use this scripture in the I'm not going to even say what we use, but we use it in the wrong context. He is double-minded, unstable in all his ways. In all his ways, he's unstable. We got to get stability. We all over the place. And we think it's funny. God can't bless you when you're all over the place. He needs you to be firm in your convictions. And is this for anybody? He needs you to be, you unstable when you looking at your circumstances versus your confession. I told y'all, I'm still on that. And some people confess that, you know, I'm scatterbrained. What are you confessing? I'm scatterbrained. You gonna always be scatterbrained. See, even when you plan, the enemy is picking up on your words. I'm scattered, you know, I'm scatterbrained. So you're gonna be scatterbrained. And you shouldn't laugh about scatterbrained because it means you're all over the place. Something scattered means it's all over the place. Are y'all with me? He's double-minded man. You say you got faith, but you say you got faith, but when trouble come, then you change your confession. I told y'all this early this week. Hey y'all, in case you wasn't here, let me repeat it. You don't change your confession, Brandy. Your confession changes your circumstances. Your confession changes your issues. Your confession changes your problems. You don't change, my God, you don't change your confession. You let your confession change your circumstances. Double-minded, because something happens, then you change your confession. Carolyn Hayes, not you, but you know, I'm a preacher. And call people name. Huh? Somebody put it in the chat right now. I will not change my confession based upon what I'm going through. Doggone it. I will not change my confession based upon what I'm going through. My confession will change what I'm going through. Huh? We're double-minded. We run to everything. Huh? We listen to anybody. Thank you, Lisa. You're the only one put it in there. We listen to anybody. Huh? We okay as long as don't nobody get in our ear gate. And then when somebody get in our ear gate, then we gone. Huh? We're so easily influenced. Girl, you know you ain't gonna get that. Huh? You're right. I don't know why I'm even believing for that. You gotta get anchored. You can't change what I believe. Huh? I believe I'm blessed. I believe I'm wealthy. I believe I'm healthy. Huh? I believe the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof in the world and they that dwell in. I believe wealth and riches are in my house. I believe he daily loads me with benefits. I believe that anything that I ask, I can have it in Jesus' name. I believe that anywhere the soles of my feet shall trot. Hang in there with me, Stephen. I love you, boy. You getting this word today. I believe anywhere the soles of my feet shall trod, I'm going to get it. I believe no weapon formed against me shall prosper and every tongue rises up shall be condemned. I believe that people are looking for me to bless me and give me favor. Huh? I believe that I have dominion and power. Huh? They were teasing me. They were teasing Prophet Bishop Claiborne yesterday because he would say, that's powerful, Bishop. And then somebody said, I said, and they were joking. They say, you say that's powerful, the bishop. And then everybody starts saying, that's powerful. And then I said, watch this. Watch this, Dr. Paulette. I said, I'm powerful. And one of the guys in the chat said, that's wild to say you're powerful. I am. I don't change my confession because somebody don't believe that I'm powerful. Huh? Did you hear what I said? I don't change my confession because somebody disagrees with my confession. This is my confession of faith over what I have in my life. Y'all not saying nothing. Because this right here is powerful for real. I am powerful. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask and think, according to the power. Demons tremble when I walk in rooms. Huh? Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? Hell is on notice when my feet hit the ground. Oh, he's up another day. He didn't throw in the towel from that yesterday. Huh? I will not be unstable and unanchored. My anchor is down in what I believe. There are some core beliefs. You're not going to come in my life. Tony, you're not going to come in my life and uproot my belief system. Y'all, I'm teaching a $1 million seminar right now. I said, you're not going to come into my life. Somebody put a 10 in the chat if you believe this. You're not going to uproot my belief system. You're not going to uproot my belief system. I believe I'm the head and not the tail. I believe I'm a lender, not a borrower. I believe that. I believe if I want it bad enough, I can have it. Because I'm anchored. You got to get anchored in your belief system. Tell your problems not today. Tell your situation and circumstances not today. Y'all not saying nothing. You got to stop being unstable between what you see and what God has said. And then you got to be anchored in what he said versus what you see. It works both ways. There's some things that I see don't line up with what he said. And there's some things that are said don't line up with what I see. Huh? We unstable when we good. See, anybody can say, I got faith. Anybody can say, I got power. But when that faith and that power is challenged, oh God, y'all need to listen to this over and over again. When my faith and my power and my belief system is challenged by my circumstances, then that's when the pedal hit the metal to see whether you are a man or a boy. My grandfather used to say, huh? Are you a man or a boy? Huh? That mean when you are a man, then you able to withstand it. Can't act like a child. Huh? We got to get anchored. You can't let somebody knock you off your square because of one thing they say. I get hundreds of comments every day on my social media, on all my social medias. Can't even read them all. But I don't allow the minority of 5-6 people that say negative. I let the people that love me, they be in there fighting for me. Because if I post it, I believe it. Woo! Y'all not saying nothing. And if I believe it, I post it. Huh? Y'all let the storm come up? Y'all let the storm come up, and then it knocks you off your feet, Pastor Tamika, because you're not anchored. He hurt my feelings. You ain't anchored. You ever want to know how a person, I'm done. You ever want to know, Miss Jackie, how, Jessica, am I doing all right? You ever want to know, Mia Moore, am I doing all right, y'all, Scott? You ever want to know where the person is anchored? Listen how they talk. People that are anchored, there's certain ways they talk. Y'all not saying. People that are anchored, it's a certain way they talk. They talk like they're stable in what they believe. Ephesians 4 and 14, Miss Carolyn Thomas. Carolyn Thomas, God is stretching your faith. You're in a season of stretching. You're in a season of, it was good for me to be afflicted. You're in a season of, God wants to see what he can get out of you. And because of the next level, Carolyn Thomas, that's about to happen, God said, I got to stretch you to see whether or not you can handle. I can't remember that song by Jacqueline. If it wasn't for the stretching, I wouldn't be able. He's preparing me. He's preparing me for greater. I need you in between or repeat my song. Because you're going to repeat my song over and over again. But in between that, listen to Jacqueline. He's preparing me. I don't know the name of the song. Greater, I think. If it had not been for the, he's stretching you. I know it don't feel good, but it's for what's next. You're going to testify about it in the next 90 days. It's so great that eyes have not ever seen it. Neither have we ever heard it. Neither has it ever been entered into the heart of man, Carolyn. Thank you, Jesus. All right. That's enough of that. Get on out of that, Bishop. Carolyn Thomas, stay anchored. Stay anchored. Don't be moved by what you see. Ephesians 4 and 14. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed to and fro by the waves. In case you've never been here before, when we speak in people's lives, we congratulate them. That's what y'all seeing happen. Huh? Tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by cunning craftiness of people and their deceitful schemes. Are y'all listening to me? We're going to grow up. Huh? We're going to mature. We gonna understand that our boundaries are there for a reason. Whenever you change boundaries for people, excuse me, whenever you move your boundaries, that means you are not stable. Are y'all listening to me? You don't let a man or a woman come in and change your boundaries. They're there for a reason. And if they want to change them, that means they're not the right person. Well, I'ma just adjust what I believe. No. You're not adjusting nothing by deceitful schemes. Got to be careful what tables you eat off of. You got to know what voice is your voice so you can get anchored in that voice, those voices. Maybe one or two people. It ain't a lot of people. Everybody can't speak in my life. Everybody can't speak to me. It does nothing. Some people I can sit there and it does nothing for me. But there are a couple of people that make my baby jump. God said, I need your anchor. What do you believe in? The who, the what, the where, the how. What is your who? Everybody can't speak into your life. Everybody don't have your best interests. Everybody don't understand where you're going. Ask yourself, do they speak to me? There are people that speak to me, that speak to my spirit and to my soul. I've never met them. Matter of fact, I don't want to know them. Because if I really know them, they may not speak to me no more. Because I too busy, Stephen, looking at stuff that I ain't got no business seeing. Y'all, good afternoon, y'all. Sandy, y'all can have it. Dismiss, y'all. I'm done. Because y'all ain't getting it. I'm done. Because I'm getting too deep. I can tell amazing. They don't want it. Maybe I'll start a private room for those that want this. There are some people. I don't care how bored I am. You're not going to get me to go on their live, go in their clubhouse room. You ain't going to get it. Now, if I want to go laugh, huh? I'm laughing, but that ain't getting into my psyche. I ain't tapping. I used to, you know, I don't know if they still do it, but you know, when you go on stage, we used to go on stage in Clubhouse, you take all your followers, they would get a notice that you're speaking. I don't know if it still does that. But I was very careful with that. Hey, y'all, when you anchored, you realize that everybody shouldn't get your presence. Do you know how valuable you are to give somebody your presence? Or I'm going to just come through there. You know, I don't really like them, but I'm just show my face. Your presence endorses their life. Goodbye. Bye. I'm done. I'm really done. I said your presence is more than money. Your presence says, drop the mic. I agree with you and what you believe. And when you anchored, you don't give everybody. Laurie, you still there? You don't give everybody. Huh, Brandy? Y'all still there? You don't give everybody your presence. Because Naomi, your presence says, I believe in you. Your presence says, I'm in agreement with you. You ain't gonna see me at a Trump rally. Now you believe what you want to believe. I'm just using this for example. You're not seeing me at a Trump rally. You're not seeing me put a picture of Trump up. Even if I want to talk next, I'm not doing it because you may get it mixed up. Like Fat Joe, the rapper, he bought some of Trump's sneakers. I'm a sneakerhead. I don't care how much they're going to be worth. You can't give them to me because I'm anchored in my belief system. Y'all lost me right there. Y'all lost, huh? I'm talking about being anchored, getting anchored and staying anchored. And people was in the comment, oh, Fat Joe, sure you don't promote him. Sure, Fat Joe. You got his sneakers. You accept it when you anchor. Huh? I got pictures of who I believe in all around my house. People come to my house, very few, Claiborne. Are y'all listening to me? I'm talking about being, getting anchored and staying anchored in your belief system and what the who, the what, the where, and the how. Who you rock with. Who you willing to fight for. How you gonna do it. Where you gonna do it. What location. The when, and get it anchored. Are y'all listening to me? That's good, Stephen. Yesterday's price is not, huh? As you grow, you should have a belief system that some boundaries you don't let people cross with you. Hey, too far. But you keep moving the boundaries back and allowing people in your life because you're not anchored. Everything somebody says. There's a word for me over here. I'm going to this seminar. I'm going to that seminar. I'm going to this seminar. You got to be strong enough to know what you can digest in your system. I'm giving you a $1 million seminar. Y'all won't take it. I hear some people say they can't listen to hip hop music or certain things because that's a boundary for you. That's okay. I'm not going to try to talk to you. It don't bother me because I'm anchored. My grandfather said one day his big Cadillac broke down. They didn't have no cell phones back then. This was in the 70s and 80s. And he had to use the phone in the bar. And everybody said, Reverend Davis, you going in a bar? Thank you, Apostle Wright. TikTok. He said, if I can't go in the bar and use the payphone and come out the same way, then I really ain't got nothing. What he's really saying, I'm anchored. You should be able to move in, ease in and out, wherever, because you're anchored. You can go to a party if you don't drink and not drink because you're anchored. I was having a conversation with Bishop Claiborne. I knew I'd bring this up at the right time. He called to talk to me, and we was on the phone for about an hour, 57 minutes. I looked, I said, now he know I don't talk to nobody that long. But it was a good conversation. And I was talking to him, and he was talking about, we had this debate. Pastor Gail, you're welcome to come up, whether you can speak or not. Josie, you're welcome to come up too. I was having this conversation, and he said, man, I got two or three females that are my friends. Ain't never did never. I said, okay, that's your testimony. That ain't my testimony. I can't handle that. Being anchored, it lets you know what you can handle and what you can't handle. He can handle. He got discipline. I salute him. But in that area, you can't be honest, you can't be safe. Huh? You're no longer infants. Sandy, come back out of that. Tossed back and forth by waves, blown here and there by every wind and teaching, by the cunning and craftiness of people. 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 In that deceitful scheming. People will scheme on you. You got to get anchored so you know you can't get me. You can't get me because I'm anchored. I see what you're trying to do. You can't get me. You can't get me. I'm anchored. Last scripture. The seed today, our Saturday seed, is simply $24. Our Saturday seed. For the last few Saturdays, I've asked you all, and you've done wonderful. But I want you to name this seed. Hold on, Claiborne. I'm coming there. I'm going right there right now. Huh? Sow your anchored seed. you're a prophet for real. So your anchored seat of $24 this year. This year, I'm not moving it. I believe God. Not me. I'm saying y'all. Huh? I believe God that the right one is coming. Are y'all hearing me? I'm anchored in my belief. I need somebody to say that. I'm anchored in my belief that I'm going to meet my boo. I'm going to meet my man. I'm going to meet my woman. I'm anchored in that. That this is the year that I will gather the right one. Huh? I will meet my right one. I'm anchored in that. Don't care. I'm looking for wedding dresses. Huh? I see all the time people that went and shop for wedding dresses in advance. See, my James 1, you're wavering in your thoughts. Girl, ain't never going to be nobody for me. I was talking to somebody yesterday. They're going to tell me and say, I'm giving up on the dating scene. I'm done. Pretty woman. I'm giving up on the... That ain't an anchor thought, Claiborne. I'm giving up on it. I'm done. Are y'all listening to me? That means you're not anchored if you're giving up on it. Your faith got to be anchored in what you believe. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm, anchored. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is not in vain. The real version that y'all like, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know as much that your labor is not in vain. Huh? Be steadfast, unmovable. Y'all not saying nothing. My granddaddy used to say, if you don't stand for something, finish it for me, Claiborne, because I know you know the rest. You'll fall for anything. We got to check our belief system. I'm going back to where I started. I'm ending. We got to check our belief system. What do you believe in? Get anchored in it. Huh? Christians, believers are the only ones that you can mess them up. You ain't getting ready to change the belief system of a Muslim. All down Detroit is the black Israelite. You ain't gonna change their thoughts. But us, they anchored in what they believe, because they've gotten the fundamental truth of what they believe inside of them. We don't. We are tossed back and forward. Oh, that sound good. Let me run over here to this. Oh, that sound good. Prophet Claiborne hit me, Bishop Claiborne hit me and said, hey man, Bishop, they got a room open called the Commanders, same time as mine. Anybody that would go there thinking that's that, you're not anchored into the voice and know, all you got to do is look at the dots. I just said something. Did you hear what I just said? All you got to do is look for the... I look for Bishop Claiborne's dot. I ain't going nowhere artificial, because I look for the dot. Either he going to be on his knees praying, or going to have his collar on. Y'all didn't catch it. Huh? I look for the dots, because I'm anchored in what I know and what I believe. So I ain't going to no other commanders, because I don't know what they commanded. Woo! I'm going to give it over to y'all, because I'm done. Sweet Jesus. Did you hear what I just said? Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I didn't come to exert myself today, neither scream and holler today. But Holy Spirit, through Douglas Miller's song this morning, he said, tell them be anchored. Don't move to the left. Don't move to the right. Even in your finances, believe. Some of you, you sow seeds and you're about to miss it because you're not anchored in believing that that seed is going to bring a harvest. You can't make me believe that a seed doesn't produce a harvest. You can't make me believe that an apple seed produces apples. You can't make me not believe that an orange seed produces oranges. You cannot make me believe that if I plant $10, it don't come back $10. It come back 100, 30, 60, 100 fold. Y'all not saying nothing. That whatever I plant, it produces a harvest. You can't make me believe that over 17, 18, 19 years ago, I planted a seed into Rod Parsley of $1,000 for a camera. And all I've been looking at half of my life is cameras and TV and lights and mics and things because I believe, hallelujah, that if I put a seed in the ground, glory to God, it produces a harvest. Somebody, Cal, I don't know. Somebody, I need you to put in my Cash App on Instagram. I don't have anybody to monitor Instagram right now. Huh? I believe. I'm not. You know why I don't debate and don't like us to debate the Bible? Rondell, good to see you. It's because I'm anchored in what I believe. So what are we talking about? What are we talking about? Ain't no sense of me sitting down with you because there's going to be no agreement. There's no agreement because I don't believe what you believe because I'm anchored in what I believe. Some of y'all would be less stressed if you hold on to what you believe. There's no mixing because that's what I believe. I believe Jesus was the Son of God. I believe he was born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes. I believe he walked among men, healing the sick, raising the dead, giving sight to the blind. I believe that Jesus died on the cross, went in the grave, and in 3 days he got up from the grave. That's the gospel right there. Huh? I believe he ascended to heaven. And he sent the precious gift of the Holy Ghost to lead me and God. That's what I believe. Huh? You can't make me doubt it. I'm anchored in the truth that he died for my sins. I'm anchored in the truth. Y'all not saying nothing. That when he died on the cross, that the curse of poverty was broken over my life. It ain't a prosperity gospel. Huh? It says, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad. Send now prosperity. But it's part of the gospel. That's what I believe. You can't make me doubt it. I believe that if I pray and I believe by faith, it shall be done unto me. I believe that no good thing shall he withhold from me. I'm anchored in that. What about if I don't see it? I ain't got to see it to believe it. Matter of fact, my faith tells me it's just the opposite. When I don't see it, I still believe it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Huh? I ain't got to see it to believe it. All I got to do is believe it. You better get anchored. I feel like the old preachers. Huh? You better get anchored, baby. Huh? It's going to come a time you're going to need your anchoring. You better. Be very sure. Come here, Claiborne. I'm going to do it, Claiborne. Don't scream. Be very sure your anchor holds. and it grips. Chat, get out of that. It grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus. I didn't talk about it yesterday, but I'm talking, huh? The only one, huh? This rock is Jesus. He's the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure that your anchor holds and it grips. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good morning. Huh? It grips the solid rock. Huh? Hey, y'all. Get anchored. I'm very sure. I'm very sure. Huh? Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's. Get anchored, y'all. Get some stability in your life. Huh? Get some stability in your life. People ain't got to agree with you. What's your belief system? What you believe? Who you believe in? Who's your voice? Who speaks into you? Not everybody. Get anchored. You're sowing that seed today. Your anchored seed. I'm anchored, Bishop. This the word I needed, because I was tossed to and fro. I allowed my issues and my circumstances to pull the anchor up, but I'm putting my anchor back down, Bishop. I'm putting my anchor back. This is what I believe. I believe God for my dream and my vision. Bishop, I believe God. I believe God. He's going to bring my dream and my, I believe God. I believe God for that business. I believe God for that business, that building. I believe God for it. You ain't going. I believe God. If he told me, I'm anchored in what he said. You can't make me doubt him. You ain't going to change my mind, Stacy. You ain't going to change my mind about what I believe. We ain't even got to get to church and God. I'm talking about what I believe, my fundamental truths. I'm done. You're sowing the seed. Everybody put an anchor in the chat. I'm anchored. I'm anchored. Zenobia, I'm anchored. I'm anchored. Don't care how the storms rise, the boat is anchored. Don't care how the winds blow, it's anchored. I don't care if a hurricane come out in the sea, I'm anchored. Y'all not saying nothing. Thank you, Lisa. Oh, I'm anchored. People come and go. I don't like fair weather people. If I like you, I like you. If I don't, I don't. I'm anchored in that. You're not saying nothing. You can't make me die. I'm anchored. Huh? I'm not trying to be in everybody's life, everybody's face. I'm anchored in who? I got my crew. I got my crew because I'm anchored. You don't like me? You ain't part of my crew. Lisa all in the flesh. She told me, I like that jacket you got on. She on both devices, y'all. She in the flesh. Told me, I got to make that jacket. She ain't anchored. Huh? Son, this move to California, Stephen. I'm on Instagram. This move to California is literally going to blow your mind. God is placing you in the right rooms. He's placing you in the right venues. He's placing you in the right places. It's literally, I don't care how rough it may get, that move, anchor yourself, Stephen, because God is going to bring fruit. The harvest is going to come in that move. There are many people that would say, you're not going to survive, California is hard, but you have the mental toughness, and you won't have to compromise. The favor of God is over your life, son. You mark my word. Keep moving and shaking in rooms. Keep moving. Keep turning the stones over, and you're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. says the Lord, in Jesus' name. You're giving that seed, everybody. You're giving that seed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're giving that seed, $GregDavis10. I know he touched me. Thank you, Jesus. And he made, somebody say, I'm anchored. Me whole. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you praise for the word anchored. I'm anchored. I'm anchored. I'm anchored. Thank you, Jesus. I see Sandy been listening to my EP. Jesus is the best thing. Hallelujah. I am healed by the wound in his side. Thank you, Jesus. Those of you on TikTok, you're sowing that seed. $GregDavis10. Somebody want to double that to 48. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. PayPal, contact GregDavis@gmail.com. Givelify, Greg Davis Ministry. I'm so good to see you, Prophet. Zell, Greg Davis Show. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I don't call Prophet Claiborne Prophet out of disrespect to his bishopric. He got really consecrated. But I see him as a prophet too. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody's being healed right now. I sense the Holy Spirit. I'm getting ready to give it to the prophet for a minute, but I sense the Holy Spirit to heal. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody right now, there's an ear infection. It's being healed. You've been having a problem with your right ear. God is touching you right now. That healeth anchored. Don't care what the doctors say, with his stripes, I'm healed. No agreement. Doctor told me years ago, you need to take shots. You need to take insulin. No agreement. I'm anchored in his healing. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Those of you on TikTok, you're sowing that seed of 32, I'm sorry, of, I'm another place, Jesus, of $24. Well, somebody needs to sow a seed of 32, maybe. I don't know. In the presence of Zenobia, I want you to sow a seed today. $GregDavis10, Zenobia. I want Zenobia. There's something you've been asking. Love you too, Josie. You've been asking of God. Zenobia, I want you to stretch Zenobia to that 124. Carolyn, I don't know if you're there. Zenobia, I want you to stretch, but I want you to put in the, I don't want you to put anchor. I want you to put your most urgent prayer needs, Zenobia. I want you to stretch to 124. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Stretch. God is stretching. All right, I'm done. $GregDavis10 is Cash App. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bishop Claiborne, come. Have the Lord lead you.
Blessed is to you, Bishop. It is so important. I was so moved by this. I hope you guys can hear me. I was so moved by this word today, because people struggle with belief. But you say that you are a believer.
And others say that behind
me, but belief is where you struggle with. Can y'all hear me still? Is where you struggle with. All right, is where you struggle it. And many times we deal with what I believe. If someone can change your mind, change your conviction, and you really don't believe what you say you believe, if you sway from it, anybody believe in yourself? I believe in me. I believe in what God has called me to do. I believe in the God who has called me. I'm solid. So I'm going to pray. I'm solid. I am solid. I know there's an echo. I think it's Bishop's phone being open. I'm solid. I'm solid in my conviction. What is your conviction? Something that you hold on to, something that no one can change. I am solid. You can be able to declare that you're solid as a rock. I'm solid. And when you're solid, here's the thing that many Christians struggle with. You can't be one that could defend. Can you defend your faith? Can you stand on what you believe in and defend it?
Those of you that are on TikTok and Facebook, come over to Clubhouse. I'm closing out here. Thank you for your love, your seeds, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Carolyn.
I'm solid in the mere fact that
thank you, Brandy.
I was called to do more than what I'm doing right now.